But guys, right now, I thought what we do is we bring Mr. Mike Brennan on board here. He's the editor of MI Tech News. And as we do every week, he's going to share a few of the headlines in MI Tech News. And then we'll tell you how you can get your free copy of all the headlines that he has to print there. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Foster.
Good to have you aboard.
Thank you.
Boy, this week, one of the headlines you looked at is kind of looking back and looking forward as well, and that's it. 2014, so far, is the worst year on record for malware.
Yeah, Panda Security said 75 million samples of malicious code were detected and eliminated in 2014, up from 30 million the previous year.
Wow.
But they also said 2015 will probably be worse.
So that was double... Last year was double 2013 then, roughly, right?
Yeah, more than double.
More than double, right. Yeah, wow. And so this year, this is going to be even worse than that.
200,000 new malware strains detected daily.
Wow. And that's not including the phishing. We were talking, as a matter of fact, just before we went on the air, I got one that appeared to be from Microsoft this week, and it was so good that I clicked on it. Fortunately, didn't get far enough in to compromise any information because... As with all phishing attacks, it's based on social engineering, Gary.
That's right. It's the con man game, right?
Yep. And if we go for it, then they got us. And fortunately, I stopped. Ed was pointing out beforehand, too, that if you're working on a phone or on a tablet, Eddie, you don't necessarily see where that URL is, where it's coming from.
Well, that's true. With a Mac or a PC, when you hover your mouse pointer over it, usually you could see the URL, and you could see it's not going to Microsoft.com.
Right.
But on a tablet or a phone, a smartphone, you don't have the ability to show
Well, and
that.
We all know that the user is the weakest link in that whole
That's
system,
exactly
right?
it. That's what they count on.
And they count on us being gullible.
And sometimes working very quickly, as I was, boom, boom, and all of a sudden I stopped at that second page, which was said, okay, now give us all your information.
No. We all have to read and pay attention to the URLs, the address bar at the top?
So, Mike, I guess the biggest thing for all of us in 2015 is pay attention.
My rule is if I'm not expecting it, I don't click on it. What I'll do is I will send an email back to the person saying, did you really send me this?
Very good point.
All
right. So even though 2015 is predicted to be double worse than 2014, and that was horrible, we all got the role of paying attention. By the way, there's another article in here that I found kind of interesting. Anyway, Apple's mobile payment system has been used to rack up fraudulent purchases. That's that new Apple Pay system, right?
Yeah, it isn't so much the Pay system. It's all the previous hacks with Home Depot, Target, and all the rest. They have all those credentials, and what the bad guys are doing is entering stolen credit card numbers into their phones and then using the phone to use Apple Pay to buy the products.
Yeah. And Cal, what made me angry about this thing initially was that it's kind of link bait in the sense that it's blaming Apple Pay. Some of them are blaming Apple Pay for this. It has nothing to do with Apple Pay.
A lot of times, it may not even be that they're blaming Apple Pay. It's just that when they rush to be with the media, be the first one to report, it's just Apple Pay sticks out, so it's the big target to go for.
But the banks are really the problem.
Yeah, the problem is the bad data.
It's the credit card system.
Which is very different, right? Yes.
They have access to data from the credit card system to do bad things on perfectly good systems.
That's it.
Now, by the way, what the other headline I saw on here, these are my neighbors. They're right across the street from me. Vectorform is creating a joint venture with DTE Energy to market energy audit app.
Like I said, there's an app for everything these days, and now you can have an app so that you can monitor the energy use in your home so you know if you're out of town and the kids are home, what they're up to, right?
If the midnight oil is burning a little bit too much, you can tell that they've had a few people over. I mentioned it because Vectorform literally is kitty corner from me in downtown Royal Oak. And it's kind of interesting that MI Tech News talks about local companies as well as entrepreneurs. And if you're looking for venture capital out there, very often MI Tech News will bring that information to you about meetings that are coming up, networking opportunities. So MI Tech News is both hard news and it's a way for you as somebody who is interested in what's developing in business here in Michigan, or if you're an entrepreneur finding some resources, it's a great thing to have coming to your home. every Friday. And that's what happens. Not just these headlines, but many, many more, including now you have the complete audio from our program, The Internet Advisor. We also have Digital Divas and IT in the D. Their podcast is there as well. Lots of resources. How much does it cost? Absolutely nothing. It only takes the time to go to internetadvisor.net, scroll down the page, and click on that subscribe now button, and Mr. Mike Brennan's MI Tech News will be at your computer every Friday without fail. Mike, thanks so much for being with us again this week.
Good luck with that posse of yours.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, take care.